Yep. And this has been a real adventure for me because I've been using GMRS, but I'm only at, I want to say it's like 700, 710 feet. So as anybody that's done any radio anything knows, especially with GMRS, if you don't have elevation, you probably aren't going to get a whole lot. And I've put a tower up that I got last year, got everything dialed in antenna-wise, about as far as you can go with GMRS, got bored, and it was time to do the ham, and my buddy, he's been into it for a while, and I mean, I just have this antenna on the top of my roof, and I'm reaching farther and wider than I ever dreamt of, you know, coming from GMRS, so this is a huge leap.
Yeah, because your radio sounds great into the repeater for the distance that you're pushing. Let's see, I'm on a low power right now because I'm right in the town of Traverse City. But you should give me a power report after this next transmission. That's really cool that you got the background in radio already, because there's no use in being shy on the mic right away, and it sounds like you're already past a lot of that. You got some lingo going on. And I'm going to log you in the contacts on QRZ as a 2-meter repeater contact. I don't normally log my repeater contacts on QRZ, but there's a few of them on special occasions like this one where it's your first couple contacts where I would like to put this in the contact log here. So that'll be nice to have just as a QRZ note in your ham radio log also. I see you got a QRZ up. That's how I knew where you were at. Feel free to check out mine. I got some cool pictures of my hobbies and stuff up there and one of the shack, some of the radios I use there. Anyway, I'll let you get back to another transmission, QSL.